sir, no. It was not my fault.
Neither was the goddamn school bus. You know, there was a time we'd take a guy like you out back and beat you with a hose. Now you got your goddamn unions.
Cap, you know I'm not a pro-union guy.
Wake my ass up at 6 a.m. every day this week. Drag up to Las Galinas. Yeah, I'm doing the drywall up there at the new McDonald's.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man. Shit, no, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
We're gonna get the big, ugly axe.
But who'll bust heads in the highway?
The goddamn local cops, that's who. Oh. And you better believe that Grady and his goons have got a copy of this list, so we need to step it up.
What's green? Nobody? Okay, no green.
This is the Sunday Morning Fuck Off. Now there was a time when you loved me so.
Hi. It's been a month. Been a long fucking month. I don't even know. I was supposed to mention the fact that I blacked out at a birthday party not too long ago. I wanted to get that right out of the way. What's up, Austin? That's my nephew. He listens. Thank you, bro. It's not something I want. You gotta have somebody else in here to make him laugh, or else I just feel like I'm talking to myself about me drinking. No, he's giving me shit at a birthday party. This one, I didn't black out. So, there's that. God, that's funny. It's funny to black out in front of your 20-year-old nephew who's about to turn 21 in a month, and I'm going, hey, where are we going to drink at? Where do you want to go? I bet you he's like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, maybe for the first few, but I'm not hanging out with you late. It's been a month. Again, work is crazy. If I'm being honest with you guys, I mean, I'm kind of ramping up here to... I should be ramping up on my own mic, but I'm ramping up to start these shows with some new dudes. I got Jody coming on at the end of the month. Pretty much in November, and I've got Tarek, my boy Tarek from White Table Talks. I like saying his name wrong. I'll be joining a show of his, and it's exciting. Who knows? I'm still going to do solo episodes, but they'll kind of be this frequent. And I'm hoping the more, I'll be more frequent with my regular guests. And, I Vince just hit me up. I want to get Vince back in here. And, I haven't done guests, and I've kind of strayed away from the pod for a while, but I'm not leaving. I'm just kind of forming what I'm going to need to do next. In the pod world, I'm moving up, I think. I'm getting asked to... Hello? Hi. Why am I cracking like this? Yuck. I can barely hear myself. Hello? Hello? Hi. All right, there we go, kind of. I don't know. I moved one thing, and all of a sudden I heard a fucking scratch. All right, so, I mean, Jody Shaw I've talked about. I'm excited to have him on. It'd just be this, just me and him talking bullshit and whatever the fuck comes out of it. But the Tarek show, we'll have a third guest on, or not guest, it'll be a third co-host. Darren, and I'm excited to see what that's going to be, because I feel like that's going to be more fun. More fun in the way of it's going to be set up, it's going to have video. It's gonna be with black dudes. So of course that's the best, right? I've said podcasting with black dudes does not get any better. And I love Terry because he's a wild dude. He's got good content coming out right now. It's quite a fucking honor to be asked as a white to be on the show. I don't know how to. I'm gonna try to do every honky fucking right. As somebody in his comments already said, so y'all just pulling any white dude off the street now, huh? White dude, bruh, or something like that. And I took that as a moral high code, as I blend in with the whites. And trust me, they look at me weird too. So, That's been fun. Again, work has been fucking crazy, so I'm kind of fucking, I don't know. I don't know if I'm burning out. I'm ready for a break. There's been a lot of work being done. And I was sick. I told Matt, actually was doing a little bit of work for Matt, and I had some little bit of issues. Not with anything there. I got an infection on my fucking tailbone. And start the dirty ass fucking, Bobby got butt fucked and it rubbed him wrong or something. Whatever. That's funny. But it sucked. All weekend long, like, I have a tendency to sit on my floor. I'll put my back up against the couch. But we have a concrete slab. It's not like a concrete, we have carpet and some cushioning underneath it, but it's an old school slab house. So there's no, subfloor or even wood or anything. It's just down to concrete, and that's what's on the ground. No in-floor heat or nothing. But I think and this is a weird thing, but you go back my entire life, I've had moments where I get like a weird sore tailbone, like a bump or something, and I'm a hairy guy. So I don't know if it's always been like an ingrown hair or, this was something. I knew a girl in high school who had one of these things put on her. She had to carry around something that sucked shit out of her butt all day. Not out of her butt, but out of a hole on her fucking tailbone. Yeah, it's fucking, it's a little, not scary. I will tell you that I went 2 days, so Sunday night, I'm feeling it, right? I feel this kind of weird pain, and it's never something I haven't done before. I just get up, I'm off the couch, I'm kind of irritated. Monday, it's bad. And I'm walking fucked up, and, I'm dealing with it. It is what it is. You can't bend over. Walking hurt, moving anything hurt. Sitting down hurt, getting up hurt. I mean, all of it. It was honestly some of the worst pain I've had. And then Monday night, can't sleep. I'm fucked up. I've been laying. I'm bad at this point. I'm not doing good. I get up and I'm doing something at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm standing up and all of a sudden I start sweating. And I'm not talking like, you're feeling warm. I'm talking, I'm dripping sweat to the point that I'm creating a puddle. And I start feeling like I'm going to faint and throw up. And so I sit down. And even, you got to lay down. I had vertigo or something. I don't know what the fuck it was. And I did this, throughout the night. I was in so much pain. I would just get up, But it hurt. I mean, it hurt so bad. It hurt my whole, it wasn't my ass. It was my tailbone. And it actually had gotten to a point where it was fucking, tight. Like, everything down there was tight. I had not a cyst or something, but they popped something anyways. So I'm getting sick Monday night. I get up at 5 o'clock. I got to get up for work. And I said, all right, I've had this happen every time I get up. It's a matter of time. And of course, it took me easy. By the time I walk from my couch to the bathroom, which is a 10-foot walk, sweats are starting. And I took a piss, held myself up, and I said, I'm going to fucking either faint, I'm either going to throw up, and I'm going to make sure I can't go to work, or it's going to go away. And, I mean, probably not the best idea. It went away. I was fine. Not fine. I got through work in a very terrible way. And, enough of that pain will make any man with no insurance fucking go, all right, what are my options here? And the worst thing you want to hear is, you go in and they say, yeah, there's nothing we can do for you. You pay any sort of money to these fucking people and then they just tell you, nope, go home and rest. Well, sure as shit, I called the triage line, tell them my symptom. They were going to tell me to stay home until I told them about the sweating. And they go, what's your temp? I said, 102. Oh my God, you should have heard how fast that lady told me to come in. And so anyway, 102, I know. But sometimes you got to just fucking not fucking give those people your money. So anyways, you go up, finally get there. I'm walking like hell. I can't get into the paint store. I can't go anywhere without people thinking I fucking had something shoved up my ass. And so what happens is you go in, I'm sitting there, got in, fucking pay the $100 to fucking, and then you know, the scary thing is they say, don't ever, of course, I'm in such fucking pain. I'm not realizing they give you a bid sheet. There's an actual sheet saying, hey, here's how much more you might have to pay. And it says anywhere between $300 and $500. And I just signed it just to be so I could be fucking seen. I'm not arguing with nobody. I can't sit down right now without fucking wanting to throw up. To this point, I mean, it sucks. It fucking hurts. I mean, this is one of the worst things I ever had in my life happen. I broke my ankle. I'd rather re-break my fucking ankle and deal with all that shit again than to feel that, because that hurt. And then to have a lady fucking stab me. You're not stab me, but you throw the fucking needle in there. Okay, so you throw that needle in there. All right, whatever. It fucking hurts, but you know it's gonna numb up, and I'm laughing my ass off. I'm doing the guy thing where you're laughing in pain. Here's where I stopped laughing in pain is when the scalpel they used went through past the point of what they numbed, and I began crying like a little fucking bitch. I'm not bent over. I'm on my side, with my ass out. and these ladies are poking a scalpel through my fucking, you know, lump on my tailbone, trying to find the pocket. And, I know it's fucking gross, but you know, when she throws out a name that I, you know, must be like a, I don't know, it's a certain fucking name for one that doesn't bleed or whatever, because she was like, where is the blood going to go? Because this thing is it wasn't big, but it was like firm, like it was causing some fucking pain, and she knew it right away. You know, she goes, I can't believe you went to work. It's like, thank you, I am tough, I am dumb, and I am retarded as hell, and I am tough. Anyways, until I start crying like a bitch on the counter. So all of a sudden, you know, she's hitting me with the needle again, and I'm crying even more, and I have the scalpel's hitting fucking shit she didn't numb, and it, oh my God, and finally you hear, and it does numb up a lot, like, I'm sure it's so much worse without it, so shout out to that lady. I told him on the thing, I'd buy him dinner. I said, please, you know, I'll buy you dinner. I had these ladies laughing. I'm sorry, I know I have a beard and I'm crying like a bitch. I had it all. It was bad. I was trying to make them laugh because I felt horrible about how unmanly I was. And all of a sudden, this bitch fucking, bitch in the nicest way, she fucking cuts open and she goes, there it is. And I'm not going to lie to you. You could, the room had a, I was infected. I had an infection on my tailbone. So it kind of stunk a little bit, like not bad, but like enough for some, like if a smelly kid in class comes in, you go, okay, something, the aura of this room changed for sure. I'm not going to complain about it, but if this happens tomorrow, I'm going to be pissed, right? Like that kind of thing. So, you know, they do that and they're fucking moving it around and I'm, you know, and at this point it feels better because the pressure is gone, but I'm still hurting. You know, I can't sit on the couch right sometimes or get up without it. You know, and there's a good chance it comes back, which sucks fucking ass. And anyways, they give you the antibiotic. You know, they gave me the antibiotic shot right away, which was nice because they're supposed to, like, help fucking fight it immediately. And I probably needed it. Of course, these ladies kept me there so long after that fucking jab that they made me miss my fucking... I missed my fucking time to go get my pills. So the lady was sick and wrote me a fucking Vicodin prescription, you know, like 10 Vicodin for fucking, you know, just, she goes, hey, not all at once, obviously, but she goes, yo, if you need to help, it'll help you sleep. And they rock because it actually got me through work. And I take that for what it is, but painting on Vicodin, if you ever watch, if you ever bored, type in Sage Mode Naruto. And watch that whole fucking little scene, the whole build up, and then he shows up. Oh, I have to play that video. I gotta play that video now. It's Sage Mode. I've already got it. God damn it. Yep, got it. It's all. Thank you. All right, I know that sounded like just a bunch of weird whatever, but in the world of anime, that is a, like, that is a top, fucking, like, transformation and, like, entrance for the fucking, for the show. Anyways, I'm feeling like I'm in Sage mode. Like, I got, my eyes are all, the eyes are kind of a funny thing, too, because they match. Minus the toads all around me. Again, go watch the video. Go watch the show. But, Sage Mode Naruto, fucking sick. I was painting my ass off after that. You know, Wednesday I took off. I was getting paint and shit, and I was sore. I was hurting. I had to do all that before I got my prescription, and then I had my antibiotics and my Vicodin, and I was good to go. Thursday and Friday, sick. Those were sick days. Sick days. I know. Sorry. I'm not trying to have that voice, but it was nice. It was nice. Those really helped. And we had a big fucking paint job we had to finish up. So it was a matter of getting it the fuck done. And, you know, the nice thing is you feel good after that. You know, you feel like you did something where you pushed through. You didn't, you know, cry on the couch and tell poor me. You know, I got up and got my ass moving, and you know, it's been nice. Now I think this week I'm on a little too much of a chill mode though, which I can't be, but yeah, I'm burnt out. I'm burnt the fuck out right now. I think I need to make a few lifestyle changes, but I'll fucking figure that out when it comes up. But it's I'm feeling it, and that's why podcasting kind of got put on the back end. Sometimes I got to be able to just. It's not even me, like, oh, blah, this is so hard, but it's like, it's just, I don't know, I think I've only got so much mental capacity, and you gotta be a dad, and you gotta do this, and work, and fucking running your own business, and, you know, your other people need you for things, and you're, you know, fucking, my brakes fucking went out. I get back from one of the jobs, and my fucking, you know, my brake pads are smoking, and my caliper stopped moving, so the fucking thing was stuck. You know, so there's that. I was fucking dealing with that shit. We got a car that's leaking from the fucking sunroof because the manufacturer makes it fucking leak and then puts the fucking tiniest fucking holes in so that way if it leaks through, there's a little hole for there to fucking trickle and it never builds up into your car. Well, that shit fucking gets dirty and moves shit and it's fucking clogged. You know, so anyways, now there's a fucking, you know, there's a problem there every time it fucking rains. You gotta cover this fucking dumb fucking Acadia fucking bullshit thing. My dad was right. Fuck this, you know, fuck new cars, man. They fucking sunroofs and bullshit and all that. The fact that they fucking make them so that if you fucking leak, it's got a fucking way out. It's like, okay, put a fucking garden hose size, you know, thing there or something. Put it up next to the airbag. Who gives a shit? Little fucking pea shooter straw bullshit thing. I mean, so anyways, just, you know, dealing with that. We need to get a fucking another shitty car. I paid $4,000 for this thing, and it's lasted me 4 years, and I'm done with it. I'm done. I don't know why a done came out so fucking loud on this mic, but okay. What the fuck else? I mean, I'm excited for Jody. I've been excited for Jody because if you've been listening to this podcast for the past, you know, 2 years, I think I've really begged for like a constant guest. I don't want to say guest. Like a guest who would become a constant. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody who came on and then fucking never left. And I'm excited to have a guy here for some consistency on episodes weekly, or, you know, it will be weekly. You know, the consistency of this podcast is going to go up in the fact that I'm doing Tarek's show, and hopefully that gets me, you know, some fucking other guest spots. And I would, if you have a podcast and you're listening, I would love to fucking be on your pod. I'm actually a better guest than I am podcast host, so take that for what you will. But producing, I'm not bad. I could produce a mean podcast. Now, I did try to produce one person's podcast who did offer me out to do it, and I completely dropped the ball. We were on a big job, and to be honest, I was not going to gel well with this podcast in the first place. And I think I do what I do great, and if I feel something's bad, I start tanking, and my body just aura goes to fuck it. And trust me, you have no idea how many times I've started hating things, and then I just immaculately infallibly become fucking terrible at things, or just bad things happen then. Like, I bring a bad energy when I start not liking you. I don't know why. But anyways, fucking, nah, I'm excited for the pod, though. Just, what's going to happen is the ability to be able to either reference jokes from before or stories and not have to retell and not have to reintroduce myself and hope that the guest vibes well and have it be over fucking phones. And, you know, I haven't done in-person interviews in for a while. So that's why, like, guys like Vince coming on, it's like, hell yeah, I'll do those more sporadically if I can't have Jody be on. But, you know, and I think that's kind of what the schedule is going to be, is you'll have me be a guest. You know, guest co-host on fucking, you know, Tarek's, I don't know what the show's going to be like, but it's going to be, you know, it'll be a fun fucking show. And then it'll be the consistency of 50 Shades of Boucher, but it'll be like a 1B and 1A. Like, it'll be 1A is me and Jody. And then if I have guests who come in, and, you know, there'll be a few times I'm cool with people who are over the phone, because you obviously, like, once you have rapport, you're fine. But it's the new guest, I just, unless it's somebody big, I think I'm going to get off them. Try to get people back in studio. And again, and when I say all this, my 1A is that Jody B is going to be on, you know, a telecommunication device. So I have to figure that out here too. So if anyone's got that kind of setup or got a good hookup for me to hook up through, that would be sick. But maybe I also just stop using fucking online shit. Like, don't, like, you know, use the web browser thing, actually go into their app or whatever. And I need to get a laptop, too. That's another thing. Drink break, sorry. But yeah, I mean, I think it'd be too hard with a guest on speaker, you know, through a desktop, and then also have somebody in studio that's also guest. You know, it might work out if you have two co-hosts or something in studio and you go out, but I don't know. I mean, and who knows? Maybe you know, Token will come in and do one episode with us, or, you know, it all just depends. But, you know, I have to refigure out a lot of things here, because my setup is still very nuanced. It's a wonder in the podcast community. There's people who go, "How the fuck does he sound like shit when we talk to him?" But when he puts it out, we all sound groovy, baby. And no one's ever said it that, but they do say that it sounds good, which is why I become the ear tin. I'll just record it, guys, and I'll send it to you, and it's like, God damn it, I'm gay. I'm the gay one in the podcast community. I do think it's funny that I have a Shure mic, and people are like, nice, that's a good fucking mic. It's like, oh, for fucking 17 people, fuck yeah. And then somebody downloads the whole show. You know, somebody downloaded like 80 episodes, which is fucking, you know, sick. Thanks. Or listened to, you know, they listened to 79 of them or something like that. Like, there's, I know, because also now I know where there's a fucking bump. There's a fucking bump. Somebody fucking says, I'm gonna listen to one episode, and they have their thing on that says, like, I'll download every episode possible if you listen to me. That is a thing in your app. Don't turn it off, because it helps me out, but yeah, it's annoying. You know, other than infectious buttholes, this is more just a wrap up, trying to give you fine people that I'm not dead. You know, obviously my pro Gaza tweets are probably gonna show that I'm not dead, but what are you gonna do? All right, well, I mean, yeah, that's all I fucking got. I'm gonna play a song and get the fuck out of here. So, bye. But I'm not done yet, so hold on. All right.